This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Sometimes it's pretty easy to plan ahead. No splashy vacation this summer? Well, that might mean a little extra on the holiday spending account. And then there are things that are less easy to plan for, like whether the pandemic will hinder this year's election. Despite 2020 shaping up as a hotly contested presidential contest, with House and Senate seats up for grabs, COVID-19 has some voters questioning whether it's safe to vote in person. Others may have never voted by mail before. A well-known name in Michigan's Republican circles, Joe Schwartz, is teaming up with the state's Democratic Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, to answer voters' questions about the safety of this year's vote. Former state senator and congressional rep Joe Schwartz joins us today. Joe, thanks for being here.
Thanks very much. Nice being with you.
First off, how have you been doing during the pandemic?
Well, I wish it weren't the fact, but it is the fact. And I serve on lots of boards. And if I go to one more Zoom meeting, I think I'm going to lose my own Zoom.
Right.
Because it's just unbelievable, but it's there and it's a viable alternative to in-person meetings. But I yearn for the day when we can go back to in-person meetings and a lot more social interaction than we're allowed, and correctly so, than we're allowed right now.
When did you become concerned about public confidence in voting this fall?
I've been concerned about public confidence in voting long before the present crisis, because voter suppression is one of the oldest ploys that an organization can use in an election that takes a certain position. And if they're in a place in a jurisdiction or multiple jurisdictions where voter suppression would seem to work, then it's used. So that's one thing. And so now we have a situation where we've had the COVID-19 epidemic, and a lot of people simply are going to be afraid because of their health, afraid to vote, which really thins the turnout. So people need to be able to vote. I think more people, put it this way, are going to be able to vote this year by absentee. So we've got to make it easy for people to vote by absentee. And with the options that they have, automatic voter registration, same-day registration, no excuse, absentee voting, are there. We're part of Proposal 3 in 2018 to encourage people to vote. And the other thing is, of course, there are people who have health problems, whether they have to do with this epidemic or other ones. Most of them would have to do with other conditions. But if there is a situation out there which would discourage their voting because of medical problems, that's there too. So we want to make it easy for people to vote.
By this point, Michiganders may have even received a mailing from the Secretary of State's office reminding them and offering them the opportunity to vote absentee in November. What's happening to ensure the security of the in-person vote? Will PPE be mandatory at voting places?
Oh, that's a very good question. That's going to be up to the individual jurisdiction, by and large. I would hope, and that's a pretty loose thing to say, but I would hope that social distancing is observed in polling places. I would hope a certain number of people are allowed in the polling places and no more at any given time, which is going to create lines. And again, we would foist upon ourselves the same situation they had in Wisconsin with their primary this year. Long lines, polls too crowded, etc. And that's one of the reasons why Vote Safe Michigan is out there, because people are going to want to vote, but most of them would love to vote by absentee if they can, if it's feasible for them to do, and that's what we're trying to do. My polling place in Battle Creek is in a rather old church down a very steep flight of stairs in essentially a relatively small room, and it's pretty crowded in there during elections, and I understand people's concern about going into that type of an environment now to vote.
I cast my primary vote in person in March, just as COVID-19 was picking up speed. And I remember looking around and thinking, geez, an awful lot of these poll volunteer workers are older. I don't know if these ladies and gentlemen should be here. Is there anything underway as part of this effort to get more volunteers and younger volunteers who might be at less risk?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, the question is well taken. I don't know the answer to it. It would be good policy if that were the case, because you're right. The same is true in my polling place. The volunteers working the polls where I vote are all people probably 55 plus.
You know, some party leaders have been casting doubt on the safety of vote by mail. I mean, the president has certainly done so, the president of the United States. And also, Ronna McDaniel, RNC chair, has been retweeting an op-ed by Newt Gingrich saying that voter fraud is a threat to elections. This in spite of the fact that actual voter fraud itself is extremely rare. What do you want Republicans to know right now?
I would like Republicans to know that, as you say, voter fraud is extremely rare, and a position taken by people of leadership, and it doesn't make any difference whether they're Democrats or Republicans, to put fear in people's hearts is voter suppression. That is precisely what they're doing, and that's what we're trying to get around with this. We're trying to make people believe, look, you could vote. You could vote by absentee. We're going to make it as easy as pie to do. Please do it. We understand your concerns. But here's a way that you can vote and not have these concerns.
Is that a bigger threat, the concern that there may be efforts to just discourage people from thinking that they can vote safely?
That's one concern. And of course, if you have a health problem, you have a medical problem, and then COVID is out there, that just doubles down on it. So yeah, I mean, there one concern is connected to another concern is connected to another concern.
What do you think really penetrates at a time when there are party leaders getting out there with factually incorrect statements? Is there anything that you think you can say that might give people who are inclined to believe their party leadership at a time like this?
The facts are very clear. I mean, voter fraud in this country is a very, very, very rare thing. And in Michigan, very, 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 very rare. So, people have got to trust our election workers, trust our township and our county and our city clerks, who are the chief election officers in their jurisdictions, and vote with confidence that your vote will be counted and counted appropriately. And it's so important that we do that now. I mean, with all that's been going on, people need to get out and vote, and with confidence that everything is going to be all right, their vote's going to be counted, and you're going to get an accurate final count.
You know, many counties and cities do offer, you know, a degree of transparency, allowing for observers from either party.
Yes.
Do you think most Michiganders know about that?
I don't know how many know about it, but what you say is true. That allow people to come in and observe the counting of the ballots. And people want to do that. I think they should be able to do so. I think you have to maybe, you can only get so many people in a room, but it's an appropriate practice. People that want to do that feel very strongly about it. Should look into the policy in their jurisdiction. And if it's at all possible, do it. It's fine.
What do you and Secretary Benson expect of turnout this fall?
Well, our hope is that the turnout is very high. As a presidential year, I expect the election to be action-packed in many ways. And I think it's very important for the country right now, very, very important for the country that our citizens vote. I mean, I'm a gentleman of a certain age right now, and I must tell you, I have never seen anything quite like what we're going through now from the standpoint of COVID, from the standpoint of the horrific event that took place in Minneapolis and the outpouring that we've had. We're in a crisis mode right now, but we've been through crises before. We will get through this one. And one of the ways we get through it is for people to go out and exercise their privilege, their right to vote, both in the primary in August in Michigan and the general election in November.
Mr. Schwartz, thank you so much for your time on this, and it's good talking to you.
Thanks very kindly. Nice being with you.
Joe Schwartz, former representative of the Michigan State Senate and also a veteran of Congress.